Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I have a big weekend ahead of me. It's also a very important weekend as far as my relationship with my girlfriend, Sam. I am flying to Arizona. Yeah, smart guy. Going to Arizona in the middle of June. Oh, my God. Have you seen the high temperatures?
Mm-hmm. My youngest son lives in Mesa. And basically from the middle of May till probably November, he basically lives in his room because he hates how hot it gets there. Like, why'd you move there? But
so I'm not a madman. I'm not going to Arizona in the middle of June for my health. Clearly, I'm going for a couple of reasons. One reason is that the Padres are playing the Diamondbacks. But that's not the reason that the real reason we're going. It just happened to be a nice coincidence the Padres' schedule worked out that way. But no, I'm going because the first time ever I'm going to meet face-to-face my girlfriend Sam's Grandpa Lou.
Oh, uh-oh.
The patriarch of the family.
That's a big one, John.
It is a big one. So,
that's bigger than the mom, I think.
I don't know about that, Tim. Sam just lost her grandmother last year. I believe she ran the family.
Oh, sure, Grandma. Yeah. You bet.
So the first time I ever met Grandpa Lou was on FaceTime. The only time I ever met Grandpa Lou was on FaceTime. And it was hilarious because it was his birthday. And Sam calls him at like noon on FaceTime. Noon, granted.
Sure.
He says, everybody's called me for my birthday except you. She's like, Grandpa, I'm talking to you right now. It's only noon, for God's sake.
Well, you had to guilt her a little bit, right? You were the last one.
Listen,
I see I'm at the end of your list.
Right. They're Jewish. We're Italian. Mm-hmm. It's basically the same thing, but we have no stranger to the guilt trips laid on by relatives. Mm-hmm. Believe me. Anyway, I'm looking forward to it. At least I was, but now I'm kind of getting freaked out because Mona, Sam's mom, has been kind of prepping me.
Uh-huh.
And first thing she does, like, this is not the best way to get me psyched about going to Arizona. She sends me the list of how high the temperatures are going to be. Mm. She's like, oh, you're going to die out there. I'm like, oh, great. Thanks, Mona. You should work for the Chamber of Commerce. It's going to be so freaking hot. Like, 111 is the high. Yeah, I lived out here long enough now, 14 plus years. I'm soft. I'm as soft as they come. And I wasn't too tough before I moved out here. So
you live on the coast, and so you don't experience the extremes. And Mona's gotten to know you, so she's probably heard you complain a bit if it's gotten warm.
Anybody can pick out a complainer, it's Mona. Anyway, you're never going to sweat. You're never going to sweat.
No, it disappears immediately.
She goes, I hate it. You're going to want to die. I'm like, all right. Hey, thanks, Mona. I'm obviously very nervous and very excited to meet Sam's grandfather. I mean, come on. He's the boss. He's the guy, right? I've been told a couple things. I've been told he's a kisser, which is, I guess, fine.
Sure. I come from a family of that. I'm a big moocher myself. I kiss everybody.
I've been told that he's going to start asking a whole bunch of uncomfortable questions.
Going to ask you, what are your expectations for my granddaughter? Do you have the means to take care of her, right?
All legit questions. And all questions I'm sure I will be asking when I become a grandfather someday.
Oh, my God, yes.
But yeah, I guess I have to prep myself for some uncomfortable stuff. I have to prep myself for extreme heat. It's a big weekend, Tam.
It is a big weekend.
My girlfriend's family had a restaurant chain called Chompy's in Arizona.
I've been there.
Yeah, you have been. I forgot about that.
I went to Chompy's when I went to Sedona with my youngest son last year. And let me tell you, you better bring an appetite because the sandwiches are ginormous.
Well, Grandpa Lou and his late wife, Sam's grandma, started Chompy's in Arizona years ago. They moved from New York, realized in their opinion that the bagels in Arizona were garbage, so they did something about it. They opened up what first was a bakery, and now it's this big restaurant chain. It's been a family business. Sam's dad is a master baker. Very careful how you say that.
Yeah.
And I'll be going there for the first time. I'm stoked about that. I think it's a big deal for Sam. I hope it is.
This is where you get accepted or not, I think.
I know.
Well, that's
a
big thing.
I know.
You'll be just fine, John.
I think
yourself.
Should I?
No.
Is he sure that's the way to go? I don't know.
Just be yourself. Be the fun John when you're at an event and people are excited to see you and meet you. You'll be just fine.
You're not going to sweat. You're going to be miserable. Enjoy your stay. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.